On that play with Cordero, can you kind of take us through that? And like you say, you did have a big block there.
I want to play with Cordero, you know. I told him I got his back. And I wasn't really playing that good on offense, so I wanted him to make a play to, like, get it going. So I made a block for him, and he broke a couple tackles and got caught.
This was a big week for you guys as a receiving corps. How did you feel you guys did overall?
Overall, I felt like them guys did pretty good. Me judging my game. We won a game, but I felt like I ain't do too much like I wanted to do because I came out trying to, like, make everything happen, not letting the game come to me. So I got to do a better job when I get an opportunity. I just got to make every play count.
Was there pressure on you guys as a receiving corps without Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree in this game? Did you guys feel a little bit of a load on your shoulders?
I mean, yeah, it was some big shoes to fill because them guys are pretty good receivers. So, you know, we wanted to win the game, so they weren't here, so we had to step up and make it happen.
How about you feel about the AFC West now, huh? Three teams of 6-6, you guys being winnable?
Yeah, we know. We won a day, so, you know, we got to go 1-0 every week. Like, next week, we're going to be prepared to go 1-0. And we just got to stack these wins to try to make the playoffs.
You guys feel pretty, I mean, I know you were asked that question already about just getting everybody else involved. I mean, how much of a luxury is that when you have all the other guys, yourself, Cordero, Seth Roberts? I mean, how much does that help you guys to?
I mean, we in the receiving room all day, every day, so it felt pretty good, like, seeing them guys, like, come on and help, like, lead the team to a victory. That felt pretty good.